The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the story gripping the football world right now is Spygate. And for those who don't know, last Thursday, Championship side Middlesbrough spotted a spy recording their training session from afar ahead of the two legs of the playoff semi-final against Southampton. Now, despite being subsequently knocked out by Southampton on Tuesday night, Middlesbrough are pursuing a case with the English Football League to have their opponents expelled from the playoff final next weekend. And yesterday, the spy at the centre of this storm was identified. Well, to chat through all of this with me, I'm joined by John Bruin of The Guardian. Hello, John.
Hello, Claire. Good morning. How are you?
This is a great story, isn't it? Hiding behind a tree with his little camera.
It's fantastic stuff, isn't it? Subterfuge. We English love a spy story, don't we? You know, who's the most famous Englishman? Probably James Bond. Now, spying in football has gone on before. I do recall a story from the 1990 World Cup where Bobby Robson and Gary Lineker spotted a Cameroon spy was watching Gary Lineker take the penalties. Mm-hmm. So Bobby Robson advised Gary Lineker to put them in one direction, and then in the actual game, he put them in the other direction. So this, but there are rules on this now, and that follows from an incident back in 2019 when Leeds had a manager, an Argentinian manager, Marcelo Bielsa, who said that spying was quite common in Argentinian football. It happened all the time. But his he sent a missionary up to watch Derby County. This caused an enormous stink between the two clubs. There's still bad blood between them. And Leeds were fined, and then the rules were introduced that you're not allowed to watch the opposition train within 72 hours. But this young man, William Salt, an intern, not even a full-time employee.
Oh, he's an intern.
Yes.
William.
And he's interned. He's a resourceful young man, we could say that. And he was sent up to Middlesbrough. The initial reports were that he'd used high-tech recording equipment, which, you know, produced all sorts of images, but actually he was using an iPhone. And there was talk that he'd camouflaged himself in a bush, but actually he just changed his clothes, I think.
Will you talk us through that, like how exactly he was caught? Because that in itself is a great story.
Well, yeah, I believe that someone got onto him and he disappeared for a bit and then came out of a toilet and he changed his clothes. And then, of course, there is a photo of him with this iPhone. Now, the initial reports of camouflage had meant that a few Southampton fans wore camo gear during the actual game being played to mock Middlesbrough. Now, I suppose the joke's on the other side of the face right now. And the other thing is that perhaps young William Salt is not particularly resourceful because Steve Gibson, a long-time Middlesbrough owner, happens to own a hotel just near that training ground, and he went in and bought a coffee on his debit card, which of course identified him.
William.
Well,
he needed some spy training before he took this job or took on this task. So what happens now? Because Middlesbrough want Southampton expelled on foot of this, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah. As a result of that, they're keeping training in the hope that this goes their way. There is a suggestion that a ruling will be made, if not today, then tomorrow, because the playoff final, a game which is worth £200 million to the winning club, and even the losing club gets the gate receipts from that game. So it's pretty valuable, whichever way it's played out, is next Saturday. Now, Middlesbrough to Wembley is a hell of a distance, and it's all got to be arranged. It's a real problem for the EFL. But there's so much in football these days, and I've been at the game a long time. A lot appears to get played out in the law courts, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And, high-profile lawyers getting involved, and yeah, Middlesbrough's hope is that Southampton get expelled. Now, there was yesterday, Southampton released ticket details. Those details were suddenly pulled, which caused panic among the supporters that something might be afoot. There is a suggestion that Southampton had jumped the gun on reporting the tickets because Hull, who are the opponent that actually await these teams, hadn't released their tickets. But
So unconnected, but it looked sort of dodgy in the context of Spygate. We have a clip to listen to here. After their Southampton's victory on Tuesday night, one reporter asked the boss, Tonda Eckert, if he was a cheat. Let's hear what happened.
Hi, Tonda. Are you a cheat?
Thank you very much.
Show some respect. But people are entitled to ask the question and have it answered, yes. You could say. But clearly there's a lot of sensitivity around this because there's an awful lot at stake.
Yes, I mean, that was a report from the Northern Echo who report in the Teesside region, which was Middlesbrough from. As so often in these, Tonda Eckert, who is the Southampton manager, is the guy asked to front this out. I've spoken to Tonda Eckert myself in press conferences, and he's from an analytical background. I would say he's more the sort of professor type. He's not a statesman. We're not talking to Jürgen. We're not talking Jürgen Klopp here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not. He is very much. He's quite slow to deliver what he says, but. He's a deep thinker on the game. The other week, we were talking to him. They were playing Derby in their final game of the season. And he was talking about how the quality of the pitch at Derby and stuff, sort of stuff that you don't really get from many managers. You know, his level of analysis. Now it appears, or the accusation is that level of attention to detail has gone a bit too far and is breaking the rules.
He likes to do the analysis. He likes all of the detail. And maybe he was making sure that he got all the detail by sending poor William out to hide behind the tree. Like, the other theory here is around Southampton is that they faced a massive, or that we saw an upturn in their form during the season, leading them into the playoffs. So there'll be other clubs now checking the canteen receipts to see if Will bought coffees there.
Well, quite, yeah. There is an accusation that other clubs have made. No one's gone public yet with that, as far as I know. But yes, football, we hear a lot about marginal gains. In many other spheres, but and set pieces are a big part of particularly English football these days, and Southampton have had, since Tonda Eckert replaced Will Still back in November or so, have suddenly become very good at set-piece drills, went on this massive unbeaten run, actually took Pep Guardiola's Manchester City very close in an FA Cup semi-final, beaten Arsenal. And there are questions raised over how this miracle has happened, which, you know, if you'd have spoken to us 2 weeks ago, you'd have said Tonda Eckert is one of the rising stars of the coaching game. Now there are suspicions over his methods.
Yeah, and that's fair to have suspicions around his methods. John, thanks so much for explaining it to us. John Bruin there from The Guardian.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.